Ma'idkatan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ma'idkatan Bavli, Daf Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph and Amud Beis, the ninth line of the two dots, Nicha Mekilain. Nicha Mekilain, Megishamim. It's understandable that the Mishnah taught that one may not water using underground water pits since it involves a large amount of toil. However, why is it prohibited to water from collected rainwater that does not involve much toil? Amr B'Yochanan Gozu Megishamim Mipnei Shehen Kamekilain. Rabbi Yochanan answered, they decreed against using rainwater since it's similar to underground pits, lest one use underground pits. Rabbisna Meshem, Rabbi Loshona El Mayad Abishriyas Mutta. Rabbisna quoting Rabbi said that rainwater and underground pits are only prohibited on Chol HaMoed, but in Shviyas it's permitted to water even from underground pits, since the Mishnah permitted watering irrigated fields. Ma ben Shviyas Ma ben Moed. What's the difference between Shviyas and Moed? Shviyas Aladishi Hi Mutas and Malacha Hetiru Ben Dorashu Triach. The answer is Shviyas, since it's permitted in Malacha, they permitted it both in acts that involve soil and acts that do not. Moed aladeshu osam Malacha leitu aladavashu oved avovad davashein atorach. And as for Chol HaMoed, since Malacha is prohibited, they only permitted acts that prevent financial loss and they must also not involve toil. Bi'ez debai mishmeinam in ador, Shviyas aladeshu zmane muba hetiru. A second answer is some differentiate and say that they permitted Shviyas since it extends for a long period of time. Moed aladeshu zmane katsar asoi. And as for Chol HaMoed, they prohibited it since it lasts for only a short period of time. Oysan shiva yomim ha'achroinim le'mistaba mi'avdinan v'shiva yimei regel b'yuasurim. The Gemara asks, should we view the last 7 days of Shviyas as a short period of time and they should be prohibited, or do we not differentiate? This question remains unanswered. Rabbi Yirmiya boy mitamsiyos shelepasku ma'hein. Rabbi Yirmiya asked, how do we view rainwater that's still flowing down the mountains? Are they like rainwater or like spring water? Mishmeimen ador. Elohein may tamsiyos kozman shagasham yodim ba'ahoim baitzasim poskut gasham avapishahoim baitzasim harihen kamei tamsiyos poskut meliyos baitzasim harihen kamei gavim. And we can answer from here that the following are considered may tamsiyos, as long as it's raining and the mountains are bubbling over from the rain. If the rain stopped and the mountains are still bubbling, it's may tamsiyos. If the mountains stop bubbling, it's called may gavim. Adeichan. How long is it called rainwater rather than spring water? Chiyeh Barbun, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, akadei shetifrach chavris. Chiyeh Barbun answered, quoting from Rabbi Yochanan, until the pits grow in which the water is held. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, b'shem Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Chiyeh, ad kadei sheyasu karag le'avaz. And the second answer is from Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Chiyeh, until they become like duck feet, means become wider and wider. Rabbi Yimya boy, pocha chavris v'lepaska le'mafriyoi, who nasekamayin or mikan lahabo. Rabbi Yirmiya asked, during the break when the rain stops and then restarted, during which time the pit grew, when does it become considered like a spring, retroactively, or from then onwards? Leida mila, the Gemara asked, if it's anyway prohibited to water from it until after it becomes wider, what's the difference? Hidbo by machtem sinayuris, in tema le mafriyo, who nasemayan tawai, in tema mikan lahabo, loitao. And the Gemara answered, if he immersed into it needles and tubes to be purified, if it retroactively becomes a spring, they're pure. If it's only from then onwards, they are still impure. Rav Laza, Rav Yosi, Shal, Elein an Targatya, Ma'at Avidloin, Kamekiloin, Ay Inun, Kamekiloin, Brecha, Shnesmanus, Minamayan, Vevsika, Ma'ayam, Mitoicha, Ma'olashkoi, Femena. Rav Laza, Rav Yosi asked, Is a shallow furrow, which is like an aqueduct, considered to be like an underground pit? If a pit is continuously filling up from a spring, it's certainly permitted to water with it, but here the spring stops flowing in. Since it's actually spring water, do we refrain from prohibiting it? And we have proof from our Mishnah taught that one may not water from collected rainwater or from underground water pits. What's the case? If the rain is falling, it's considered connected to the Mediterranean Sea. Rather, it's when the rain stopped. In b'shar shepasku geshamim, loy kevreicha shenismanas min ha'mayan v'efsik ha'mayan mitoicha hi v'at ama ein mashkim emena hada ama breicha shenismanas min ha'mayan v'efsik ha'mayan mitoicha ein mashkim emena. If so, it's like a pool that was filling up from a spring and the flow stopped, and you said that one may not water from it.
Breicha shenismanas min ha'kiloin, v'emshech ha'mayan mitoicha, ma'u lashkois memena.
The Gemara asked if a pool was filling up from an underground pit and a spring started to flow into it, may one use it for watering? Nishmanim and Hador, stay Beis HaShlochim, Shinatoifu, Nesoich stay Beis HaShlochim, Acheris, Mashkim Emena. We bring a proof because it says if the spring water from an irrigated field is seeping into a pool in another lower irrigated field, one may use it for watering. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says this is true when the water is still seeping. Is it just the seeping that allows us to water from it? It's because the pool is full of water. And the ruling is that one may water from it. And this shows that if a pool was filling up from an underground pit and a spring started to flow into it, one may use it for watering. The Tani Shmuel Kein Abriskim, Rabbeicha Shemelam Koidim Laregel, Layashkim Mehem Baregel. And Shmuel brings the support for this from Abriza. If water storage pits were filled before the festival, one may not use them for watering on the festival. If there's a water channel passing between them, flowing from a spring to the pit, one may water with them, and one need not refrain. Now the Mishnah taught, one may not make ugios, which is water collection gullies, around vines. Elohen ugios, elohen abedidim shebeikre elonos, kaidat the tanin and tamon, yad abedid arbor. The Mishnah is referring to small pits around the stem of a vine. We learn this in a Mishnah. The first 4 handbreadths of the handle of a badid, which is a metal shovel used to dig ugios, are considered to be part of the utensil itself.